other uses of the present continuous. For temporary or repeated actions, this use emphasizes a temporary or repeated habitual action. For example, my car is broken down, so I am walking to work these days. Are you enjoying your stay here? Another use is complaining about bad habits. For example, you're always complaining about my cooking. Some other possible adverbs are constantly, continually, forever. Number three, with verbs describing change and development. For example, things are getting worse. More and more people are giving up smoking. Other uses of present simple. Number one, making declarations. Verbs which describe opinions and feelings tend to be state verbs. For example, I hope you'll come to my party, or I bet you don't know the answer. Number two, headlines. These are written in a telegram style, and references to the past are usually simplified to present simple. For example, ship sinks in midnight collision. Number three, instructions and itineraries. Instructions and recipes can be written in present simple instead of in imperative forms. This style is more personal. For example, first, you roll out the pastry. Itineraries are descriptions of travel arrangements. For example, on day three, we visit Stratford-upon-Avon. Number four, summaries of events. Plots of stories, films, etc., and summaries of historical events use present and sometimes present perfect tenses. For example, May 1945, the war in Europe comes to an end. At the end of the play, both families realize that their hatred had caused the deaths of the lovers. Number five, historic present in narrative and funny stories. In informal speech, it is possible to use the historic present to describe past events, especially to make the narration seem more immediate and dramatic. So then the second man asks the first one why he has a banana in his ear, and the first one says, for example,